Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Manenti with your worldwide news update.
Sit down.
The Hamas militant group has published the names of four hostages it says it will release the following day as part of the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Karina Ariev, Daniela Gilboa, Nama Levy, and Liri Albag will be the next hostages to go free, spokesperson Abu Abeda said. The hostages are to be freed Saturday in exchange for the release of dozens of Palestinians imprisoned or detained by Israel. Relatives of hostages still being held by militants in Gaza earlier called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Friday to ensure all are freed. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready to talk to U.S. counterpart Donald Trump, but is waiting for signals from Washington first, the Kremlin said Friday, fueling expectations the two would be in contact. Regarding the issue related to, say, negotiations, also in this sense, we have always said, and I want to emphasize this again, we are ready for these negotiations on Ukrainian issues, but there are also questions here that require special attention. Trump told reporters Thursday he would meet Putin and that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wanted to negotiate. The World Health Organization stressed Friday that it provides vital services that protect the United States from health threats after President Donald Trump decided to withdraw his country from the UN agency.
WHO protects the U.S. with a sophisticated health intelligence system that works to detect, characterize, and assess threats in real time.
That was WHO spokesperson Christian Lindmeier speaking to reporters in Geneva. He pointed in particular to the current bird flu outbreak, which has infected dozens and claimed one life in the United States. The United States is due to withdraw from the WHO on January 22, 2026, after a one-year notice period required under a 1948 joint resolution, which also states that Washington must pay its dues to the WHO before exiting. This is VOA News. Abdul Qadir al-Murtada, head of the Houthi-run Prisoner Affairs Committee, said on Friday that Yemen's Houthi group said it will free dozens of prisoners on Saturday, calling the move a, quote, unilateral humanitarian initiative, unquote. A federal judge on Friday barred Stuart Rhodes, the former leader of the far-right Oath Keepers group, and some other January 6 defendants from entering Washington, D.C., as well as the U.S. Capitol as a condition of their release from prison. Despite Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's ouster last month in a lightning insurgency, the country's dire economic conditions have not changed much. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
So far, there's no sign of a full-scale withdrawal of international sanctions on Syria. Added to that, there is continuing caution among potential investors in the country. As a result, the honeymoon period for the country's new rulers could be short-lived. However, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, signaled sanctions on Syria could be eased gradually in the right circumstances. Syria's economy was battered by corruption and 13 years of civil war. Coupled with international sanctions and mismanagement, inflation skyrocketed, pulling some 90% of the country into poverty. I'm Karen Chamas.
Many schools, bookstores, theaters, and bars in Belgrade and other parts of Serbia stayed shut Friday in the latest anti-government protest triggered by a railway station roof collapse that killed 15 people in November. Nikola Gulubovic is an engineer and protester. It seems to me that the people are increasingly waking up, as you see by the growing number of people taking to the streets. They seem less afraid about their jobs or threats from the authorities, which leads to a daily increase in our numbers on the streets. The teachers' unions backing a strike call from students. Most schools in Belgrade were closed. Thousands of students gathered in front of the main government building and stood silent for 15 minutes to remember those who died when a concrete awning of the recently renovated station roof in the city of Novi Sad caved in. They then marched across Belgrade. Demonstrators say corruption, nepotism, and shoddy construction work were behind the disaster and want swifter judicial action against those found responsible. A London judge has rejected a U.S. mother's challenge to be extradited to Colorado to face murder charges in the deaths of two of her children. Kimberly Singler is accused of two counts of first-degree murder and the shooting and stabbings of her 9-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son. She also faces one count of attempted murder and the slashing of her 11-year-old daughter with a knife. Her lawyer says she denies the allegations. A judge in Westminster Magistrates Court on Friday rejected her arguments that her human rights would be violated because she faces a sentence of life without parole if convicted. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Manenti, VOA News.